Today's daf is daf Tes Zayin. We're holding now four lines from the top, and we're continuing on with the drushes of the Megillah. And we got up to the place where Haman knocks on the door, just the time that Ahasuerus had discovered that nobody, at least in his paranoia, that nobody was telling him the terrible plot that was being hatched against him, because he apparently doesn't pay people back for being kind to him. And he finds out that Haman, basically, he's the guy that is undecision, apparently is preventing Mordechai from getting his comment. So here, it continues on, and it says that what's he doing b'chatzer? He's about to tell this beautiful moment. What's Tara Asher Hechin Lo? Tara Lo Hechin, that he prepared for himself. Doesn't mean he prepared it for Mordechai. He just didn't know what he was preparing. So it starts off the conversation like this. He tells him, go ahead and do this whole jazz to Mordechai. Sikin la Mordechai. So Haman says, who the heck is Mordechai? He says, Ha Yehudi. Oh, you mean Morty? There's 100,000 Mortys. Oh, they're all called Mordechai. To the Mordechai, you could be Yudai. I mean, that's like Ahmad, you know. Amala, you know perfectly well, I yoshev b'shar ha-melech. Oh, that one. Sagile b'chad diskarta. I mean, couldn't we just give him like a town or something, you know, as his estate, or maybe a river, and he'll be in charge of it. Amala, great idea, hanami hava. Give him that, too. Al tapel davar mikol asher dibarta. Don't forget a single detail. Ve'ikacha manat alavush ve'tasus. So he comes, he takes now the clothing, he takes the horse, and he comes to collect Mordechai. Also, lashchet yas. He sees that the Rabbonim are all sitting in front of Mordechai. And since today, of course, was the 16th day of Nisan, he finds that they're learning the dinim of the Kmitza, because it is the time of the Omer, and he's already showing them the halachas of the Menachas. Even the Chazi Mordechai, the moment that Mordechai sees him coming, and he's got these horses, the minute was that you took somebody to his execution, you dress them up, and you show them off beforehand, so everybody would know what happens. He figured, this is it. So he starts trembling. He says to Rabbanan, "Hai rishalom mikto nafshika." See, the guy's coming to kill him. Zilu mikame, you better get out of here fast. The yilo tichruba gachalato. If he'll spot you, he'll just drag you along also. Just get out. So by he shaitan, he said to Mordechai, "Become the tzulut." At that point, Mordechai started to daven that he should be saved. So Haman comes over. I mean, can't interrupt the king's favorite in the middle of davening. So the Yosefle come out. He's sitting there waiting and waiting. Vorech. This is going on and on. At the selig Mordechai letzulut. Finally, Mordechai finishes his davening. So Haman asks him, "B'may askito? Tell me, what were you learning here before?" Amrulei. So they told him, the Rabbanan, "B'zman shebeit hamikdash kayam, ad menadei mincha baitim olei kumzi desuto mitchaperle. When we had a beit hamikdash, you used to be able to bring one handful of solet, and that would be a kapora." Amarlehu. So he said, "Well, ato molei kumzi kimcha ditu v'doch yaseret alfe kikri kasvid idi. Looks like your lousy handful got rid of my 10,000 kikri kesev." Amar. So at that point, Mordechai was ready with a response. Russia, Evet Shekanane Chasim, Evet Lamim and Chasim Lamim. We know what we're talking about over here. We already saw the table. There's time to stick it into him. So the thing is, we've already determined that you're an Evet. It wasn't your 10,000 kikar, it was my 10,000 kikar. Well, Marley, Kum Lavush Hanimani, put on these clothing, the beautiful clothing, Rehovaisus, and get onto this horse. The boy with a Malka. He wants you. Well, Marley, what are you telling me? Loya Kilna Hadailana. I mean, I'm fasting for 3 days over here. I mean, I'm filthy. I mean, 2 days actually. At that point, I'm filthy. I can't. It's not very fair. I have to take a bath, and I have to ask a lamazi. I have to get a haircut. Lavur charet yilishtabushu b'manei demal kochlam. I'm going to use the king's horse and the king's clothing in this type of I guess under the circumstances. Probably. So Shadra Esther. Now, meanwhile, Esther has sent the police out. Vasatina lekule beibani. She's arrested all of the bathhouse keepers, the kule umme, and all of the haircut experts. And all the barbers, and she's put them into protective custody, you know. So he has nowhere to go. Every barbershop they come to is closed, and every bathhouse doesn't have any attendant. So poor Haman has got to become now the scrubber and the barber. So he goes in, he goes to his Eile Yehu Levivani. He has to now take him into the bathhouse for Asri, has to wash him down, and he has to run home. He has to go get a pair of scissors from his house, because Shokele Mazi. He's sitting there cutting his hair, and while he's cutting his hair, he says, Mordecai says to him, what's all this moaning and groaning? Am I coming to knock? He says, oh, come on. I was the greatest of all of the ministers. What am I now? Bathhouse attendant and a barber? So Mordecai says, you idiot. Rush a lot sapar shall kvar kartsum anita. We think we don't know you, the barber. Back in kvar kartsum when you were younger. Tana, indeed, the bride said that Haman was the barber in kvar kartsum for 22 years. Here he's moaning and groaning. Where do you think you know how to give a haircut to Mordecai? Out to you, the Ramazim over here, but you'll figure it out. Ramazim Shekmina Lamazia, after he takes out his hair, Lafshina Lamani, puts on his beautiful clothing. Omalai, okay, Sakurachav, get up and get on the horse. Omalai, how am I going to get up on the horse? Oh, yeah, he'll not squeak. Oshish Aloy, we made Tanita, the fasting. I can't jump up on that horse. He says, Omalai, he bends over so they could step on Haman. The Solik. The Solik, as Mordecai is getting up, boy, he gives him a big kick in the rear. Omalai, so Haman says, that's all. Look, Tivlachu bin Foloi Vechal Tismach. Doesn't it say your enemy is fallen? You don't take advantage of it. Omalei Hani Milei B'Yisrael. That's only Jewish enemies. Biditchu, people like you says, Atal Bomotenu Tidroch. You step on his high places, and that rear end's about as high as it gets. You've been eating too much. Vayikratafanav. Kocho Yerzelayish. Asher HaMelech Kafetz Pikaros. He's going and he's singing now, going through all the different places in the city. So as Haman is leading the horse on Haman Lane, which he also had to go ahead and he wasn't allowed not to go past his own home. So Chazite Barte, his daughter, was up on the roof. The Kaimi Aigra hears all the tumult. She sees this guy carrying a minister of the king and saying this is the greatest minister. Naturally, she comes to the conclusion that Haideroki Bavua, the guy who's on the horse, must be her father, and Haida Maski Kameh, the one who was carrying him around, obviously he's got to be that Jew boy Mordechai, who's part of his punishment. So that was Mordechai. So Shagla Tzitza the Beit HaKisa, she takes the chamber pot, and as he's passing by underneath, I've got a day's worth of stuff in there, the Shadite Aresha de Avua, and she pours it out on the head of the guy that she thought was Mordechai, but was actually her father. Anyway, Dali Ene, he looks up to see what happened, and then she sees it's her father, and she jumps off the roof. No flami igra liara v'mesa, she died. That's why it says, Vayosha Mordechai al-Shara Melech, which means, as Rosheshis pointed out, he went back to what he was doing. He didn't assume the tainus was over. He went back to Sakov the Tanito. Whereas Haman nitchaf al-El Beito Avel. Avel means that he was Avel because his daughter had died. V'chafui Rosh, and fui on his Rosh. And so it says, Avel al Beito v'chafui Rosh al Shiralo. That's what had happened to him. V'yisaper Haman l'zeresh ishto l'cholo avav. And so he gathers him around. He tells him the disaster. That's what happened. So it says, Vayomru lo chachamav. Now wait a minute. First it says that he called his wife and all the people who were friends. And then it says the wise people told him. What's karilo avav, karilo chachamav? Why do we change the identity in midstream? Omrib Yochan, this is the teacher. Kol ha'omer devar chokhmah. Afilu b'umot ha'olam nikra chacham. We just look at this. We took now Haman's friends, and we call them chachomim, without indicating chachomim la'ra, they're chachomim. It's interesting, it's brought la'halacha over here, of the chiyav to have their heritage, or chachomim u'mesayim. You can't make fun of scientists, philosophers, and so on. There's even a beautiful medrash brought by the Ritva. It's a very interesting medrash. What the source is, I don't know, but it quotes the medrash of Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel. There's a whole list of them. And Rabbi Eliezer were decided that they're going to go visit Aristotle. There's a lot of these, what do you call it? What do they call it? These type of, I forgot the word for it. That's what they name. I can't remember. Stories. So anyway, so they said, yeah, they're going to go. So Aristotle comes out. Originally, he thought they were just, how am I going to greet them? Say, Shalom Aleichem to Rabbi Gamliel. He's a Nazi, but everybody else is going to get insulted because not myself. He's a bigger car. He's got a whole cashman. So he ends up saying, Shalom Aleichem, Chachmi Yisrael, and Rabbi Gamliel Baruch. It's a cute medrash, but he brings from here that it's actually a chiyuv. That's why they went to the, why they go to visit him, because they learned it out in this pasuk. The pasuk calls him Chachom. Im Yizera Yehudim Mordechai, what did they tell him? They told him that if, no, I think you were right, it was an apocryphal story. Im Mizera HaYehudim Mordechai. What is that? Im Mizera HaYehudim. In other words, there are certain Zera of the Yehudim. You have to find out who he is. Then a faulty Paul of Anah. What would they say? Omrulay. Set him like a fuck. Im Mishashvatim Ka'at Yechalat. I'll tell you. If it comes from the other Shvatim, besides the four that we're going to mention, you've got a chance. But if it turns out he's from Yehuda, or Binyamin, oh boy, this time, that's the Ishimini and Ishimini. Or Ephraim or Menashe, you're finished. Lo yachaltalei. Why? Because by Yehuda it says Yachaba Oref Oivecha. And the other three, it says Bifnei Ephraim or Binyamin or Menashe, Orad Gvoratecha. So that means that it looks like now you're in the Matzav of Din, and it's all over. So at that moment, and it says, Kinafol Kipolifanav, why the two Loshainas? Dorish Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loish, Shtein Filot Alalu Lama. Amrulai just said to him, look, Umazo Mishulala Afaru Mishulala Kabim. I mean, this nation, it's basically an either-or situation. Either Kishem Yordim, Yordim Adafar. When they go downhill, they don't stop at the layer. They go all the way on the bottom. Absolutely the worst of any nation. But Kishem Olim, once they start going, they're Olim Ad Kochavim. They keep on going. So that's the sense of an absolute nefila that you're going to have to make a Der Aliyah, or vice versa. You know, if it's starting in this direction, then it looks like it's all over. At that moment, Mr. Yisei HaMelech Gil Vayavhilu, what's up with Yavhilu? Melamit Sheviyo Bebehala. They didn't give him a chance to clean up and make himself into a mensch and so on. They brought him stinking and dirty into the party because Achashverosh was interested in putting him down. And, what's going on? You're going to be late. And drag him out of the house. Couldn't cancel the party. Meanwhile, Esther is explaining, Kinim Karnu Ani V'Ami, I'll tell you, look, I mean, basically, it's all over for me and my old people. And then she says, Einat Tsar Shove Benezek HaMelech, meaning, Tsar Zeh, this guy who's trying to do this couldn't care less. Eino Shove, he doesn't take a Shove, the Nezek to the king. I mean, Ikne Baba Vash, look, obviously the guy wanted to take over position of influence. He felt that Vashti stood in his way, which of course she did, because that influence meant that it was coming directly from Bavel, and she was the center. So he got rid of her. So Katla. Now Hashtikni Bididi, now he sees that I'm in his way. So now he's in the of me. He wants to kill me. Obviously, he doesn't care about you. Vayomer HaMelech HaKashverosh, Vayomer Esther HaMalka. Why Vayomer Vayomer? Omer Rebbe Avud. No, that's the whole point, don't you see? He said, okay, when she comes in, we're going to have a party. And then I'm going to do Kedvar HaMelech. What's the Kedvar HaMelech? She's finally going to tell him who she is, right? Okay, if she comes to the party, I can't do it. Tomorrow. Let's have another party. Tomorrow I'm going to do it. Machara has a Kedvar HaMelech. Okay. So, they come tomorrow, and she says, I want you to know who I am, and tells him, I am from the Zera of the Maluk of the Jews, and I am from Joel HaMelech. At last, he knows that he's got a real royalty here. So for the first time, he speaks to her directly. So, Amar Rav Avuh, b'tchilah yedei turgeman. He couldn't take a chance. Maybe she was a commoner, so he had to keep his distance. She wouldn't say who she was. But Kivan da Amrali mit a Beit Shaul Katina. After she said who she was, Miyad Vayomer le Esther Hamalka. No distress on the royalty. Why Esther? That's the point. Finally, there's direct communication between the two of them as king to Mrs. Vatomer Esther. Ish Tsar Vehoyev Haman Hara Hazeh. Amar Rav Elazar. Why did she say who he is? And then afterwards, give the adjective. She was obviously not pointing to Haman. It's like an afterthought, Haman. Her focus was on Achashverosh. He pushed her hand, because that would have been pretty bad. V'amelech kam b'chamato. Now, wait. It says the king got up in his anger. And then it says, V'amelech shav miginat habitan. And then he came back, which now it's all put together as if they're similar to going out, to coming in. I mean, it sounds like he went out to think, right? It says he went out mi'vishtei ayayin al-ginat habitan. Meanwhile, Haman is in there. And then it says, V'amelech shav miginat habitan, as if it's the same thing. Well, why is he angry when he comes back? It's like a new anger. Maki Shiva Lakima, absolutely. Makima Bechema Av Shiva Bechema. He was furious. He goes out to walk through his garden, and there he finds Persian tree cutters, all dressed up in these outfits with their chainsaws, and they're cutting down his favorite trees in his garden. Now, these were really Malachi Asharei, the Inmul of the Gavre. And they looked like they're dressed in uniform, the Persian tree cutters, and they're cutting down Kakar Lilani Bustani. These are like his trees. He's got here his favorite trees. They're like worth thousands of dollars a piece. And they're cutting him down. So he says, what the heck? Mayav Daichel. We got this order from a Mr. Haman who said he's going to be moving in here soon, didn't like your choice of trees. What? That does it. Takdino Haman. He comes into the house. Meanwhile, Haman no fell alamita. Wait a minute, no fell. No, fail means it's a continuing process. I mean, how can you continue to fall? It should have said, Nafal. Omar Rabbi Elazar. No, no, this means there was a malach every time the poor guy was trying. He kept pushing him back. Get on the queen. Get, stay down there. Get on the queen.
The other guy, you know,
so, yeah, exactly. So Achashverosh comes in and he says, my lord, vay mi beta, vay mi ra, I don't believe this. I go outside, you're doing this inside. You have Hagam the question of Malkai mi babai. That's the Hagam. It's a bad enough you're taking my trees. You're taking my wife. Vayomar Charavon does is that she brings out to Achashverosh the pattern. The pattern. He suddenly sees the whole thing stretching over a decade. From the beginning, that's the Chanat HaMelech Shachacha, he realizes, oh God, it's the same bad, lousy Memuchan. He had the whole thing set up. Got rid of her. Been trying to take over. The whole thing. Oh, I don't believe this. It suddenly clicks. Everything clicks now into place. And he realizes that all along, so Esther, I thought maybe she didn't like me. The moment that she sees that she could be with me, now, this is, of course, the incredible tznius of Esther. People don't understand the Gemara. She said, my sterile Nicola. She didn't say, so what? You think she could have gotten away without saying? How could you? The king says, okay, who are you? Okay, you got about 3 seconds.
Tell me
why he wasn't, no hesitation in killing her when it came to the time that she was coming. What was he, playing games with her? The only way, it's clear, the only way that she was able to get away with was because of her incredible tzias. So he would say, so who are you? I'm... I can't see. And he sees she can't. In other words, so it's got to come out of the whole mitzvah of the person that she's unable to. And that's why it was so important that she be tested before him. It's got to add up to him. And it added up. And this was the moment that he was waiting for. Aha, boom, she shows him the whole picture. All of a sudden, those are here. Goes back now, all the way back to the beginning. He says, oh, you mean that's the guy, your great grandfather? He's the guy that your great. That's right. That's what I'm here for. The big show across. You know, this is amazing. It was absolutely overwhelming. So really, everything was like the perfect moment to take over.
And it is true that he saw the patterns, right? Because if HaMelech really did more than...
Sure. That's what she's telling you. HaMelech kam b'chamato. HaMelech shav migidat abitan maki shiva l'kima. Makima b'chema av shiva. This, I love this one. I can just see the Melech hats, right? Hey, with those little orange hats. It's beautiful. So makima b'chema av shiva b'chema. Also, we ask that from Malach Hashar, it's the Emily to God, we can't come out of the study. I'm like, what do you mean, but you know, Haman? Atalaveta, Haman, no. Nah, so now this Charvon all of a sudden comes up with this wonderful idea. Gamine, Ayit, Sashar, Asa, Haman, the Mordechai, Shadibar, Tov, Alamela. Takes the whole thing, of course, bringing out to a climax all the bad dreams of Ahasuerus, putting it together. And he knows exactly what to say, and but that does it, that pushes the guy. Aha! That's why nobody let me know. Of course, there was no blood anyway, but he's now for that guy. So he takes it all out on him. Now the truth is, says Rabbi Elazar, how does Charvona know all of it? Right? Obviously, he was part of the plot against Mordechai. He must have been one of Haman's men. Ah, so Av Charvona Rasha Botai Tzaria. That's a clue. He was part of the whole idea. Kivan Shara'a Shalonit Kaima Atzato. Obviously, the moment he sees he's on the losing side, now is the time to distance himself from the whole thing. So he says, well, I've been spying on this guy for a long time, and here's the latest information. So miaparach, I know the chetiv, and that actually it's merumas in the posik that that's indeed the way the rishoyim vayashlech alav v'lo yachmo. God pours it out against his enemies without any mercy. So right away barach yivrach, all his friends, boy, did they make distance very quickly. That's exactly what happened over here. V'chamat hamelach shachacha instead of shachach, why shachacha? Shnei shechichot halalu lama. It's a remez to the melech. One is malko shel olam. Kodesh Baruch was angry. One is Achashverosh. Or something, actually, even Kipshutov was Achashverosh. He's actually been furious about Vashti this whole time, but he doesn't have anybody to take it out on. Now he sees the hand of Haman and everything from the beginning. And so everything is suddenly, he was manipulated. It was Haman, the whole idea. Now, oh my God, that was a Murphy. What's her name again?
Brown,
there we go.
But that's the guy who killed Vashti.
It was his idea. He says, we'll take over. You don't worry about it. This is not you. This is not personal.
What's with this Carvina?
He's a rush.
You don't like the vegan charvoni, you mean?
There's a difference between an anti-Semite and a Nazi.
Because it turned, it so happens you met that.
So
we're going to call him a tzaddik now. We don't think. I mean,
this relates to the whole idea of the Megillah again. The point of Purim is a chaotic event and act can be isolated. You look at them in that sense, and then okay. But in terms of a whole picture, of the perspective of the Bria as a whole, they always end up being exactly what they're supposed to be. Which means that Carbona's whole life, basically for this moment, the person can, whatever it is that he thinks he's doing, when the moment comes, which he's got to choose. I mean, people realize this, they call this moment of glory, you know, where basically everything that was in a person all of a sudden clicks, and this is what he's ready to do. It may be only a second, but at that second is enough. That's what we're saying. Yeah, so enough, you know me. He could have just distanced himself at this point. To actually become part of the nace was beautiful. He's part of history now.
Was he not allowed to switch
of the sense of history? No.
Just in terms of the...
Of his choice?
Yeah, contribution.
I mean, it was... There's ways to be Boreach. He was Boreach in a positive fashion. He contributed. L'chulam natana. This is, of course, going to lead directly back to the Megillah. It says by the story of Yosef and Binyamin, so they was giving... He was giving gifts to everybody. So it says,
that's the Amalek was willing to jump into the
bath
even though it would hurt him. So Amalek doesn't mind.
The commitment of Amalek.
Amalek is okay. He's willing to suffer.
Right.
Like, I'm not Amalek. I'm willing to hurt the Jews when it helps. But it would help me to be with them. I'm willing to be with them.
But the question is, why Zachor Latov has to be, it makes a puzzle over it. It obviously fits into the Brooklyn Kolar Rishayim Azadikim Amalekim. It's permanent sake.
Lucky guy.
If it wouldn't be, I'd be gone. Did everybody give mazel tov to the daughter?
Mazel tov,
the engagement of his daughter?
Who?
This little 15-year-old that's looking way older than they are. His daughter is getting married. That's the first step towards grandchildren all over the land of Israel. It doesn't take longer to get to that end than it did to get to this. So anyway, back to the Gemara. I had to. He must spend so much time dying that year. So how could it be that he was Natan Ish Khalifot Smalot and Vinyamin Khamesh Khalifot Smalot? His whole life, the past 20 some years, he's been miserable because of the problem of the difference of his little shirt and everybody else. I mean, isn't it insane that at the moment that he's getting finally to a tikkun, he should redo exactly that point and give Vinyamin more than he gives everybody else, start the whole ball rolling again? I mean, think of that. It doesn't make sense. This is the very thing that he's been focused on, and he's now going to do something that will be unfair in terms of his treatment of Binyamin. We saw in Masechet Shabbos, Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Tzloim Mila, a lousy 2 shekel worth of material, Shosif Yaakov LiYosef Misharachav Nidgalgel Adavar VeYardu Avotinu LeMitzrayim, that brought us down to Mitzrayim. Rayim ultimate. Omar Rebbe Binyamin Bar Yefek. Boy, what a name for this again. Remez Ramazma. She'atid Bein Latzeit Bimenu. She'yatzei Melifnei HaMelech B'chamisha Levushei Malchut. This obviously was seen not as just a gift. It was seen as a statement about history. She'ne'mar, I mean, he was saying, you are going to need these 5 different types of begodim because of the remez to your great-great-grandson. Mordechai Yatzam Lifnei HaMelech B'lavush Malchut. Then it lists. Cheles V'chur V'yat Terzahav, Tachrich Boots, Argaman. You have 5 different things. Those 5 different things we need to have over here. This is a famous Gro on this course. The Gro has so what? But how does it answer the problem of the jealousy? So he says it could be that they were all worth exactly the same as one suit was worth to the other. The point, the Gemara is making the point that the issue over here was not the Hosafa, it was the Remez. So maybe there was no Hosafa. If you learn the Pasukim Pshuto, then the whole point is he's giving him more. If you understand it as a historical statement, he's not giving him more. He's only giving it different, so that it should be clear what he sees in the future.
that's not the Chalifa, it's by the brothers, it's Molei and by Binyamin Chosra.
Who says this?
I think the brother said that.
Ah,
either Chalifa or Molei is one of his Chosra. He said that it was worth less.
It was worth less. Beautiful. I don't remember that. Now, the problem over here is that we hope that Binyamin only had one neck. And it says fall on his neck. So, Kamat Savarim Havile the Binyamin. How many necks were there? Now, Rashi doesn't like this question. He takes out the Jews because he says this norm of referring to necks is always Loshen Rabbi. Savarav. We find it all over the place that says Savarav. We never darshan. Why in the world would we darshan it over here? And so he says, I think it's a mistake. Somebody put it in here. Takes it out. However, there are others that put it in. And they say the other places, you say, look, it says over here, he was Bachal Savarav. Al Chalkat Savarav. He brings example. But never does it say Savare Lashon Rav. So in other words, someone's multiple necks, that's already great. Savarav is a Lashon of the area of to fall on his neck is too much of a Lashon Rabbim to be taken for granted. Which is why we darshan it over here. Now, we know, of course, that Kimigdal David Savareh is a remnant of the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that why was the Beis HaMikdash placed where it was? Because Ben Tefav Shachem, what piece of the body is between your shoulder and the neck? So that Savar is a remnant of the neck. Which is why, obviously, here it's a reference to the two Batei Mikdashim. That's the Savarav, that's where his two necks. That Binyamin had, that's the Ben Tefav of Binyamin. So, Kamat Savorim Havile le Binyamin, Omer of Elazar, Bachal Shnei Mikdashim, Shatidim Liot Bechal Kosho Binyamin, Vatidim Le Charev. That he sensed there already the Churban, and the point was that the Chibur of Yosef and the brothers was not Shalem at that point. Therefore, there was an instantaneous recognition that it's not finished, so that there would continue to be Churban. And Binyamin Bachal Savarav, and here we indeed don't darshan too. It works out for those who learn that Savarav is different. So he was Bachal Mishkan Shiloh, which was Atid Liot Bechalkosho Binyamin, which was Atid Lecharev. Therefore, sorry, did I skip? What did I say? Oh, I'm sorry. That was a little silly. The Rishonim says that it was also Bechalkosho Binyamin, but that it's called Oil Yosef. V'Atid Lecharev. Continues Yosef, Hinei Nechem Ro'ot V'Hinei Achi Binyamin Amar Rabbi Elazar Marlem. Look, I put the two of you together to say, Kishem Shein Bili Bial Binyamin Achi. I mean, he obviously was a part of the whole plot against me. Shalayabim Bechirati. Kach Ein Bili Bial Echem. Kipi Amidaber Ayla. Can you understand that the central meaning of this in terms of the Megillah is that an Ish Yehudi and Ish Yemini is an attempt to integrate Yehuda and Binyamin, which is B'nai Le'em B'nai Rocha. So that, no, I didn't point out that this is the other, the two tikkunim for this. One is Hanukkah and one is Purim. Both of them are tikkunim of the Gidan Dash. Which wood was the Gidan Asha, which is Keneged Netzach Vahod, which is the Netzach Purim, and both of them are in Betakim, Yehuda and Leah Bnei Rachel. And this is why we bring this up over here. So it's Pi Amidaber Alechem. This Kipi came me be. What I'm saying is what you're getting. I'm telling you that this is the truth. This is how I feel.
Yes.
Yeah, but not Savare. Rashi takes it out. Rashi doesn't like the Lashon Savarav. Rashi isn't mechalik between Savarav and Savare. He doesn't darshan the X. He's just saying that whatever that Savar is, two, it's one, whatever. Laviv shalach kazot, asrach hamorim nosim mituv Mitzrayim. What did he send exactly? What is so great in Mitzrayim that that Yaakov would have enjoyed? Amar ben Yomer bar Yefet, Amar of Elazar, shalach lo yayin yashan. He sent him very good old wine. Well, a little fox, but when he's in power, you better know how to bow down. Tala, I understand. Why is he? Well, he's less than the brothers, but you have to explain away the bowing down of the brothers to Yosef. This was not said on this pasuk. It was said on the pasuk of Yishtachu Yisrael al Rosh. What they covered that Yaakov, Yisrael Saba should bow down to Yosef. Amr ibn Yamin bar Yefes, Amr ibn Lezer, Ta'al abid ne sagidlay. He's the one that has the kayak. He's the one that you got to take care of. This is there's a whole legend about it. They make the fucking for a day. It's all one of these fables. You know? Fox fables. The day of the fox. The day of the fox. You bow down to the fox if you have. Vayinachem otam vayadaber alibam. Amr ibn Yamin bar Yefes. Yevet, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Melamed, when you speak to someone's heart, it means that you say something that's persuasive. Dvorim shemitkabim al halev. He said to them, look, all 10 of you guys tried to destroy me, right? Didn't get you anywhere. Suma asara neirot lo yachlu lechabot ner echad. Obviously, ner echad. What are you choshish for? Hech yachol lechabot asara neirot. I obviously, I'd be stupid to try to do something against you. La yudim hayta ora v'simcha v'sason v'yikor. Omre v'yuda. Ora is Torah. V'chinu omer v'kiner mitzvah v'torah or. Simcha is yom tov. V'chinu omer v'samach v'hagech. Sason zo mila. V'chinu omer sasanochi alim ratecha. Yikar elu tefilin. V'chinu omer v'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra elecha v'yara'u mimecha. They're frightened of you. Tani Rebbe Elazar HaGadol omer elu tefilin shebarosh. Means when they see the tefilin barosh, they will sense the shechina on your head. This beautiful sasem. He says, why doesn't it just say what it means? These were all gezeres, Rashi says, of Haman against the Jews. They weren't allowed to practice Mila. They weren't allowed to wear tefillin. It's only just say what they are. There was Zechut Torah, tefillin back, the meal. What? Why is it? Because that's the whole point. But as long as Amalek has a shlita, a person can wear tefillin, but they don't mean it. There's no sense of yichar and kavod. He learns Torah, but it's dry and cold. He doesn't see any lightness. He has a yontif. There's no sense of deep that back. This, the moment they got rid of Haman, like you know, Rabbis and son of yichar, then they felt what a Mila is, what a Tera is, what a Yantav is. Huh? And then it was so real to them that indeed, the Shem Hashem Lekach, the Kra Lech, the Yerumi back, even the Goyim time. This is another beautiful part of the Chassidim. Kinafal Pachara Yehudim Aleim means that they got the same type of Pachar that Jews have. Something like a sense of Yer Shemayim. Pachar Yehudim, a Yiddish Pachar. Not Pachar of Yehudim. Yeah, very cute. There's also, by the way, there's a beautiful, unfortunate way, I'm so late this morning. Of trying to find that raw, I would not find it. Tosis brings over here that when he said Aseret Alafim, the kicker, when we saw before, because the work was mocked, the Shkolim to the Shkolim, I mentioned earlier, the Gra is a fantastic judgment about how it works out exactly. The negative Shikwe Midbar, Aseret Alafim Shek. Tosis over here says, it does, look and you'll see. How does that work? What's the look and you'll see? There's many Pshatim, the Gra, I remember, was the most beautiful, and I can't find it. The Bach has, see, all the other Pshatim have a little fudge. It's a fudge. And there's something you got to put in to make it work out. So the Bach says like this. Look, if you've got one kicker equals 1,500 shikwei kayot, 3,000, which is 3,000 shikwei chol. Right? So if you have now times 100, you have over here, and that divided by 2, then we have maya, being the maya, so you have 600,000. Each one is only giving an half. 300 is what you need of the maxis shekel. And then, now here's the fudge. If you multiply that by the number of years that a person would normally be giving challenge, they start giving challenge at 20 and give it to 70 for a normal lifetime. So that's chamishin, you multiply by 50. So that equals 5,000 kikr of kodesh, which is 10,000 kikr of chol, which is what he paid. Okay, but I said the fudge factor makes it not very good. But I mean, there's other pshat, but I can't remember the grad, a fantastic one that we're worth out exactly without a fudge. So, continues the Gemara. So we're up to. Because yikar means honor, and it says Yishem Hashem Nikra v'yarumi back. In other words, wearing your tefillin shows the honor of the Shechina that's on top. That we're bringing in Rebbe Elazar HaGadol.
At the beginning of the second, did we bring the
car
for the
Tavon?
Yeah,
we brought it at the beginning of the second. For the Tavon. Right. Yeah, it's here in the pasuk. He's not talking about the yikar. Ved parshandata aseret b'nei hama the min yafo the aseret b'nei Haman, the names of the Aseret b'nei Haman, and the word Aseret, Tzarech l'mamrinu b'neshima achat, they have to be said all in one breath. My taima, this creates tremendous problem for the smokers at Tri-Lane. So my taima, why is this? Because kulu b'hari adari nafka nishmatayu, they all died simultaneously. The time up for Amalek, time up for Amalek. It wasn't like Nuremberg, where you had to march them out one by one. And as in fact, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Vav of Vaizata, that vav, huh? Speaking of Nuremberg, everybody knows the beautiful Remez and the Aseret b'nei Haman. I think it predates your own. Huh? Really? Wow. So this was in Nuremberg? So anyway, there are three otiyot gedolot that appear in that piece of the Aseret b'nei Haman. It's the Tov and the Shin and the Zion to be Meramis in the Nuremberg trials. As, in fact, Streicher was being led to the gallows,
is Rivna, das ist Grünfeld.
And the Jews have done it again. So, yeah. So that's the, what did I say? So, Vav, the Vaizata is supposed to be stretched out like the Moradia of the liver, of the river Lavra. The Moradia was the Klee that you use, you know, like Mark Twain, you know, it had the things on it. Whatever they call it. The large stick that they use to see how deep the mystery is. The sounder. I forgot what it's called. Why is that? By the way, there are a number of different explanations of what it means. Some learn that it means that the vod has to be large, so that it looks like it's a tree that they're hanging on. Because the Gemara is going to say they all were hanging one under the other. It was not separate. But the Ran has a pshat that it means, which is actually brought more lahalacha, but we're not knowing it, that the top of the vod, instead of going over, the way the vod normally does is miskipa goes upward, so that it's not the length of the bottom of the vav, the shape of the top of the vav. But lamaisa we do it the way our Megillah said to make it look like the gallows. My timer, kula b'chodah zekifa is the kifu. They all were hung on one gallows. Omri b'chanina bar papa, darash rebishila ishkra timrata. Kol ha-shirot kulan nikavot ariach agave levinav levinah agave ariach. Take a look at all of the shirais. You basically have, now Rashi's got it like this, the ariach is the smaller section, which is the ktav. The levena sits underneath the ktav, and in all of the shirais is larger than the ktav that's above it. You have the full brick, and ariach is a half a brick. And therefore, Rashi's shot is that the reason it has that is so that there's room underneath for the ktav to stand up on. So if the ktav would feel that it's falling, it has where to stand. That's how he understands it. Other Rishonim understand that both the ariach and the levena are a reference to ktav.
Are we talking about the situation?
Yeah. If you take a look in the Sefer Torah, it looks like brick in all of the shirais, except for Chutz, says the Chutz Mishira Zu, Umalchei Knan. If you take a look, and we have two places where we have an Ariach, Agave Ariach, and a Levena, Agave Levena. And that's where I have the list of the Malchei Knan and the list of the Aseres B'nei Haman. So that you have all of the white space, the way Rashi's understanding it, and all of the solid space. But others learn that the Ariach and the Levena are both in terms of Tav. And over here, the smaller Tav, the Et, is the Ariach, and the names are the Levena. And the Gemara's explanation of Shlotelem Tikuma, it's not they don't have a place with their feet, but that if you want to build a solid wall, it's got to be staggered with the half brick and the brick. Neither you stagger the bricks, so not empty spaces and two pieces. So therefore, yeah, that's a different dinner. We said this is
the whole,
but it's written. Look, guy, it's written in the Tzura Shira.
Straight columns and not balanced like
Yeah. Now here we have the wildest pasuk, which has a sudden change of tone in the middle. It simply slaps you across the face. It says as follows: Vayomer Hamelach, the king walks in and he's furious. Vayomer Hamelach, that's our Malkah. We just received the casualty figures. Shushana Birah, Gua Yudim Vabed Chamesh Miotish, 500 people just in the capital. But the Ser Bnei Yaman, Bishar Minot Hamelach Maas, who God only knows what they've done in this country. Anything else I could do for you? Mashe Latech Vienatin Lach, Umaba Kashatech Od Vateaz. What in the world happened in the middle of that pasuk? Omer Biavu, Malamich Abam Malach Vesatro Alpiv. As he was talking, he was slapped across the face by a Malach, that suddenly brought him back to his senses. Better just do what you're told. And the simple meaning is absolutely stunning. The fantastic control that at this point Esther exerted over him. He runs in, and you can just hear him starting to fumble as he faces Esther. Do you realize what the Jews have done? Hey, Esther. Anything else I can do for you?
Now, wait, there's something's wrong with that grammatically. I mean, if she came to the Melech, then she's got to be sane, right? I mean, so it should say Amra Ima Sefer, not Amar Ima Sefer. Ask the Gemara, Amar? Amra is what you mean. How does that make sense? So Amra mi boile. Amra bi Yochanan. It means like this. Amra lo, she was saying to the king, Ye'amer b'peh mashekatuv b'sefer. I want, not that it should mean, in other words, that she said with the sefer, along with the letters that you've written, I also want you to hang us as b'nei haman. That's not what it means. It means that she told him that I want the whole pasuk before is part of the story. This is how Rashi understands it. That kimuvi, the kibela yudim et asher chelu la'asot, haman ben hamdata gagi, yitzurev kar la'yudim, ubevoa lifnei hamelach, That's all part of the story. That was what Mordechai had written to them, that Bivoha, that she came with the Amalek, and so on and so forth. And now what she wants is that there should be a sefer about this, meaning that there should be a Megillah that they read out of, and this is going back to the original explanation in the Gemara, where she had the same machlokas with the Chachamim. She wanted, she said, Tichtavuni l'dorot, and they were saying they're not supposed to write a sefer, and she was hiding. No, Amarim ha-sefer, the Gria has to be bedachta with a sefer. So here, she now was koveya that Amarim ha-sefer, that original sefer. The Bovoah and Amalek doesn't mean she came to the king to discuss the sefer. The Bovoah and Amalek is part of the story before that. Amon ben Amdos was the Rekala Yudin, and comes along Esther, and she was Bovoah with the Amalek, and she took care of the whole thing. And now we have a Takana, Amarim ha-sefer, say it together with a book, and not just say it Balpeh, which refers back to the Machlokas earlier. The Rishonim find that to be a bit stretched. You know, Rashi's pshat, there's a lot of other pshatim. One of the interesting pshatim is she asked that the king should allow it to be said, even though it seemed to be a nefila to their people. So she said, you already sent out letters. So, Amarim ha-sefer, the king allowed Megillas Esther to be read, sort of like the end of this, like the beginning, which says, on the contrary, this will be read as a come up and to your enemies rather than as a pagam in you. It's what happens to people who go against you and your supporters, the Jews. How kind and good you are to them. It's fine. Now, that's the Amarim ha-sefer. There's many other pshatim. It's a very, very strange little piece. So, continues the Gemara. Amra lo yema b'pe mashkatuv b'sefer. Divrei, he takes out that Amra lo, of course, not Rabbi Yosef. Divrei shalom ve'emet. Amra v'tan from Esam Sefer Rabasi. This tells you that srichas sirtut ka amita shel Torah. Sefer Torah requires sirtut, says Rashi, avach l'mashim b'sinai. Problem is, the Tosfos has got a big problem with this in many places. Doesn't bring it here, but it brings it a lot of places. That a Sefer Torah does not require sirtut, avach l'mashim b'sinai. And that it's actually a mezuzah that would require sirtut. Although the Sefer Torah does require a square sirtut around the dot, but not on each shura, but over the end of Megillah is supposed to have sirtut for the shura. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in this is that it's referring to Amita Shel Torah, the essence of Torah, that's the mezuzah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, okay, that's what it's referring to. Different pshat. Okay. Interesting, I don't know. Mamar Esther Kayam. What does that mean? Mamar Esther Kayam? That what? It was the Mamar Esther that saved the Jewish people. Mamar Esther Kayam, Divrei Purim Eila, and the pasuk before that says Divrei Tzomot V'Zakatam. Now, that didn't count. It was only Ma'amar Esther. That counts. That makes sense. But that the pasuk should be going out of its way to say that the tefillah didn't make any difference. Hard to believe. It made it stand. It maintained it. Sustained it. It saved the Jews, basically. That's what it seems to be saying. Ask the Gemara, how do we understand that? Ma'amar Esther in, but Divrei Tzomot lo? What? The pasuk before that talks about the whole idea of Kimu al Nafsham, Divrei Tzomot V'Zakatam. And now you suddenly change your tone. Umamar Esther Kayam. What's the pshat? What about the Divrei Tzomot? Om Rav Yochanan, read, it's supposed to be read together. Hochikoma, Divrei Tzomot, together with Ma'amar Esther, was Kayam Yimei HaPurim Ha'ela. That's what made Purim happen. Ki Mordechai. You know, I'll tell you, if it would have happened 50 years ago, no, Mela, the level of sophistication has reached that of the tour guide, you know, where every ethnic group knows exactly how to bring it out. We remember that when Ezra sent a letter about it, yeah, right, half the time. Ki Mordechai ha-Yehudim, Mishneh le-Melech ha-Chashverosh, ve-Gadol ha-Yehudim, ve-Ratzui le-Rov ha-Chav. That's a little strange. Throw into the Megillah, I mean, you gotta say it. Even if they didn't like him, I mean, you have to bring it out. Why le-Rov ha-Chav? Ve-Lo le-Kol ha-Chav. Indeed, Malamit Shepir Shumi Menu Mitzah Sanhedrin. There were a lot of people that did not approve very much of Mordechai, but it wasn't the Rov. The Rov approved. Omar, Rav Yosef, Gadol Tamakochom, Megillah, Tamatera, Yosef, Mehatzelos, and Vashas. You see here that it's more important, achieves more to be learning Torah than saving lives. Because Meikara Chashiv Leila Mordechai Batar Arba'ah. Ulubesov Batar Chamisha. Originally, when Mordechai had grown up together at the original time of the proclamation, the Kurish proclamation, he's counted there as number 4. When he comes back the second time, after the whole story of Purim, he's counted as number 5 in order of importance. Apparently, he's gone downhill. Why has he gone downhill? He's been so busy saving the Jewish people and getting into the government and so on, that he's basically lost some of his stature. lecture in terms of his Torah present. He hasn't had time to learn and so on and so forth. So we see that originally, when it describes, and this is a description ex post facto of what was before. So it says, Asher Bao Im Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nechemia, Saraya, Ra'aliyah, and Mordechai Bilshan, and then the other one it says, Aboim Im Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nechemia, Azariah, Ramiah, Nachmani, Mordechai Bilshan. So it throws him down a level, and obviously something happened in between, and so apparently he went down there. Omar Ravi, Tamar of Shmuel Bar Marta, Godot Tamatori, Yotemi Binyan Beit HaMikdash, Shekoz Man Shebaruch Ben Neriya Kayan, Lainichoy Zerav HaAlah. It's interesting that we find that Baruch Ben Neriya never came up. Obviously, he had died in the interim. Well, he didn't make it to the building of the when they finally got to the, after the Tikkun. Ezra did not show up in the original, binyan, the Koresh. And look now how much later he comes. Why is that? Because as long as his Rebbe, Baruch Ben Neriya, was there teaching, Ezra didn't leave. Omar Rab, Omar Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Godol Talmud Torah Yoter Mikivada Ve'em. We also find Talmud Torah is greater than honoring one's father and mother, because Godol Tam Shanim Shaya Yaakov Avinu Bebeit Ever Lo Ne'enash. There were this extra 14 years. We find that those 14 years are not added to the 22 years of pain that Yaakov had to go through with Yosef, to negate the years that he caused his parents pain of not coming back home. And what about the other 14 years that he threw in on his own, which we'll get to tomorrow at 7:30? Is that good? 8, even better, because I'm out of town. So 8.
Yep.
Yeah. 8
o'clock.
You'll be there. 8 o'clock. So 8 o'clock, Bezrat Hashem. Echin lo, Tana lo echin. Rasei kein Mordechai Yehudi. Amalei manu Mordechai. Amalei Yehudi. Amalei tuna Mordechai Yikabi Yehudi. Amalei Yosef Mishar HaMelech. Oh, him. Sagele b'chad diskarter b'chad nahara. I'm like, good idea. An army halfway. Al tapel davar mikol asher divarta. Vayikach haman et alavush v'tasus ozal ashke diatz v'rabona kamei. Umach v'luchot k'mitza l'rabona. Kivin akazi mordech adapik v'kabel v'tus v'yach v'yadei. Mirta tomelo l'rabona nai rishon l'miktel nafshik oasi. Zilu mikamei. D'ilo tichbu b'gach halato. Ba'isha ata nizatek mordech evakam leilet zvudata haman. This guy Dobbins for so long. Yati like a mayo. Vorich had the solik Mordechai that Sarusa. Omar of a maya skitu. Omar of his one shibit on the gash kayam manda manada mincha maiti molik kumtsa sultan is chaperlai. Omar of, well, at the malik kumtsa kim chaditru vedachi aseret alfei kikri kaspedi di. Omar of Russia. It's not yours. Ever shikanana chasim, ever lamina chasim lami. Omar of kum lavosh ani mani rechovai susi. Boy with a malka. Shadra Esther, meanwhile, Vasartina Lukulubi Bani Lukulumni. So poor Haman Ailu, Ila Bani Vyaske, Vyazavati Zizmi Vete, the Kashaka Bimazia, Bahari the Kashaka, Indi, Isna. You're starting to see. What's the name of the place? Think about that. Let me ask you something else, gentlemen. What were they doing here? Was there that Kravas armor which is brought from? Which is called? Good. It's a good beginning. There's also another combination. There's another combination which relates to the same thing, which has to be Nafalba Oshro. The Aseret Alafim relates to this whole thing. There's a lot of interesting patterns. Just throwing things out for you to think about and enjoy on Purim. That's a nice Purim Torah. 22 years was the same 22 years that we just spoke about. Boss of Shakvin Lamazel of Shinol Mane. Omalai, okay, Sakurachav. Omalai, Loya Chilna, the Kachisha Chaloi, Mimeta, Nita, Gachin, Vesolik, Isolik, Bad, Bay. This is, of course, where the American expression of kick, you know. Omalai, Lok Timlechu, Benefolo, Evecha, Altismach. Omalai, Hanabila, the Israel, Avobiditruki, Vata, Bamoteno, Tidroch.
Is he playing him?
What do you think?
I thought for sure.
Yeah, what do you mean? This whole thing is humor. You square it, no? That's what it's all about. It's
imagine.
No, the beauty of the whole thing
is
the.
You've got to be aware of it, no?
Of course.
Vayikra lefanav
kocha yaseh leish asher hamelech hafetz pi karo kemenok vod v'shvile bei haman chazit abayter kama yikra sova ha hayde rachim vavua hayde maski kami must be Mordechai shrak la'atzitza the bet hakisim shaditi ha'reishim be'avua do'leinu v'chazir ha'avota avua oi naflam yikra li'aro meita v'ani lechtiva yosher Mordechai yosher hamelech, which means Yosher went right back to Shavu Sako v'leta anito and haman nitchafel b'ito avel v'chafui rosh avel al b'ito v'chafui rosh ashi then it says, but if he's from that particular Zera Yudim, Amrola loku mazo mishulala afar mishulala kochavim. Kishem yardim yardim ad afar, but if they're on the ascendant, but they get out of the way, kishem olim olim ad kochavim. Usirise amelach, ki ove avil, melamit sheviu bebehala, ki nimkano ani ve amit, yen atzar shov, benezek amelach, what's the shov? Amel, tzar zeh, doesn't give a hang in a shov, benezek shamelach. Ikni babavashti, kot lash, ikni bididim, by the miktulit. It's obviously a plot from the beginning. Vayomer HaMelech HaKashverosh, Vayomer HaLester HaMalkah. What's this Vayomer, Vayomer? Lomali. Omer Rebbe Avu B'tchila Yedei Turgaman. Kiva Davar Levin Beit Shokatina. Miyad Vayomer HaLester HaMalkah. Vatomer Esther, Ish Tzar Voyev Haman, Arazeh. Omer Rebbe Lezim Adami Chaita Machva Klapi HaKashverosh. Uba Malak V'Satar Yedak Klapi Haman. By the way, notice that what it is that she does is that she brings out to HaKashverosh the pen. That's the pattern. He suddenly sees the whole thing stretching over a decade. From the beginning, that's the Chanat HaMelech Shekhacha, he realizes, oh my God, it's the same that lousy Memuchan. He had the whole thing set up, got rid of her, been trying to take over, the whole thing, oh, I don't believe this. It suddenly clicks. Everything clicks now into place. And he realizes that all along, so Esther, I thought maybe she didn't like me. The moment that she sees that she can be with me, now, this is because the incredible tznius of Esther. People don't understand the Gemara. She writes a master of the Torah. She didn't say, so what? You think she could have gotten away without saying? How could you? The king says, okay, who are you? Okay, you got about 3 seconds.
Tell me
why. Yeah, but tell me why he wasn't. What? No hesitation in killing her when it came to the time that she was coming. What was he playing games with her? The only way, it's clear, the only way that she was able to get away with was because of her incredible tzniyus. So he would say, "So who are you? I'm." I can't say. And he sees she can't. In other words, so it's got to come out of the whole metzias of the person that she's unable to. And that's why it was so important that she be tested before. It's got to add up to him. And it added up. And this was the moment that he was waiting for. Aha, by Yom HaLester HaMalkah. Boom, she shows him the whole picture. All of those are here. Goes back now, all the way back to the beginning. He says, ah, you mean that's the guy, your great-grandfather. He's the guy that you're great. That's right. That's what I'm here for. This is amazing. It's absolutely overwhelming. So really, everything was like the perfect moment to take over.
And it is true that he saw the pattern, correct? Because of Haman really didn't want to.
Sure. That's what she's telling him. Hamelach kam b'chamato. Hamelach shav migidat abitan. Makiv shiva l'kima. Makima b'chema av shiva. I love this part. I can just see the Malach after. Right? Hey, what those little... A little orange hat. It's beautiful. So Makima v'chema, Sheva v'chema. Also, v'yashka kol malach ha'asharist, even the like a gavri, v'kachim v'mani, v'stani. I'm like, v'mani, v'daicho. What do you mean? Patino ha'aman. Ata l'veita ha'aman, no fail ala mitan. No fail, no fail me by like. Omer v'lazim alam, ch'ba malach, v'ilo aleha. I'm like, v'y mi beita, v'y mi brava. I'm like, ha'gam l'kosht ha'malkai mi babayit. Vayomer Karvona, Amr Belazrav Karvona Rasha, Botai Tzaya, Bakim and Shirash, Lonikamatsato, Miad Barak, and Effective,
Vayashlech alav alo yachmom yado beroach ivra. V'chamat ha-melech shachach ha-shtei shekichot alalu lama, v'chat shem al-tur shem olam, v'chat shel ha-kashverot, v'melechat shel Esther, v'chat shel Vashti. V'kulam natan l'ish chalifot smalot, v'natan chamesh chalifot ef shedover shenitztayr ba'otot tzadik, nikashel ba'ot. יומר רבו במרכזים רוחם רבו גויים רב משכם משכר שני סלויים מילה שרי סכייס יעקב ויוסף משאר אחיו נתקלגל הדבר וירדו אבותינו למצרים אבל ביום בר יפת רמז רמז לו שעתיד בין לצאת ממנו שיצא מלפני המלך וחמישה לבושי מלכות שנאמר ומרדכי יצא בלבוש מלכות חלק וחור ואתר צף גדולה ותכף בוץ הארגמן והעיר שושן שעולה ושמח ויפול הצברי בנימין אחיו כמה צברים היו לו לבנימין אמר רב אלעזר ברוך השני מקדושים לעתידים להיות בחלקו של בנימין ועתידים להיחרב ובנימין בחר צוואריו ובחר משכן שילה שעתיד להיות בחלקו של יוסף עתיד להיחרב והנה עיניכם רואות והנה אחי בנימין אמר רב אלעזר אמר למשם שם בלבי על בנימין אחי שלא היה בבחירתי כך אין בלבי עליכם כי פי המדבר עליכם כי פי כן לבי אליו אי אפשר כזאת עשרה חמורים נוסעים מטוב מצרים מה מטוב מצרים ימר ויפת אמר ולעזר שולח לו יעין ישן שדת סכינים נוחה אמנו ויהלכו גם אחיו כבצע just tell you the remez over here that's the יעין המשום רבו משש מברש is the remez to the Aragonus חוכמה בינו ודאס in Kabbalah this is the Gilui Purim in Hanukkah Is that here? So the Zohar to Teresh Baal Peh. That's the Ayin Yosh. Vayel, Vayiklu Lefanav, Amr Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yefes, Amr Rabbi Lazar, Hainad Amr Yitzhi, Tala, Bidnei Sagid, Tala, Mai Bitzirut and Echua, Eli Yid Mahar, Yid Mahar, Shtapa Yisrael, Rosh Amita, was there that Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yefet said, Amr Rabbi Lazar, Tala, Bidnei Sagid, by the way, that's why it's Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yefet the whole time, all these memories. Because these are the Maimorim that are Mechav, Bechanak, and Purim. V'ayinakev otan v'edavir al libamar v'binyomir b'yefet amar v'elozer. Melamit shamar lam dvarim shemitkablim ala levet. We have all the binim of Eloshin of b'yefet here too. Ma'asar nerod lo yevlo rabot nerakad. Nerakad hekechot hakabot tesar anerot. La'yudim haita ora v'simcha v'sason v'yikar. Amir v'yidah ora zil torah v'chinu amir kiner mitzvah. V'torah or. Simcha zo yom tov v'chinu amir samach tov v'chagecha. Sason zo mila v'chinu amir sasanuchi alim ratecha. Yikar ehutinu v'chinu amir v'ru kol amir haritz. Kishem Hashem nikra ilecha v'yar unimecha. V'tani Rebbe Lazar Eliezer HaGadol amir adu tefilin sheberosh. V'et pashantata aseret b'nei amir adu min yafot. Aseret b'nei aman v'aseret tzarech l'maminu b'neshima achat. Mai tema? Kulu ba'ale adade nafka nishmatayum. You can look like a Zen master or a Buddha. I mean, my gosh. Omer Yoganavav the Vaisata, Tavalim to come as a kif to Marad Dolavrot. My time a Kulukatskif as the kif. Omer Ganirubar Papa the Rosh of Shilish Kartamrata, Kola Shirot Kulanik to Ariaka Gabilavin, Lena Gabi Ariak, which Mishira Zomafikna, Ariaka Gabi Ariakavin, Gabilavin, my time to ticket Kumilma Palatan. By Yom Rabbala, let's Terama Kabushana Biral go, I skip this. I can't believe it. I skipped this. It's such an important part of the Gemara. It's terrible. And all of a sudden, what happened? Here he starts talking. He's angry. Do you know the casualty figures in Shushan Esther? Is there anything I can do for you?
Oh, because of the Malach, you know, in the face?
No. It's Russia.
Obviously changed his tune.
He obviously changed his tone to such a degree. Well, before that, he might say for Amar, Amrami Bailey, Amrami Yochanan, Amra, lo, yeah, never, but that much of the safer. Ma'amar Esther, Kayam, Ma'amar Esther, and not the Divrayat Somot, Vizakatan. Amrami Yochanan, Divrayat Somot, Ma'amar Esther, Kayam. We may remain. He modified you the Mishnah, Malakaka George Figato, Layudim Rotsim Rovaka, Rovaka, Lola Kolaka, Lamcha Pusham, Mimitsa Sanhedrin, Omri Gazigor Tamatoria, Termiatsalat Fashot, the May Kora Kosh, Lama Mordecai Batar Baal, the South Batakamishani, Kartiv Shabo, Imzru Bavel, Yeshua, Nehemias Raya Ralaya, and Mordecai Bilshan, the South Kiva, Imzru Bavel, Yeshua, Nehemias Raya Ramaya Nakmini, Mordecai Bilshan. Omar Avi Tamar of Shmo Bar Marta Korodamatar Yotamibinyan Beta Mikdash, Kosman Shibor of Benira Kayam, Loi Niko Ezra Viala, Omer Rav Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Omer Tagdol Otam Betor Yoter Mikivin Avahim Shekol Otam Shanim Shehaya Gavurim Veiteiver Lo Ne'en Ash.